The New Zealand women's cricket team are hoping to reverse recent fortunes at pinnacle events when the 2020 World Cup gets underway in Australia this weekend. Across both the one-day and T20 formats, the White Ferns have reached the semi-finals at just one of the last five World Cups. Among the key names wanting to change that are star batters Sosie Devine and Susie Bates. But Bates told Clay Wilson contributions from others will be crucial to New Zealand's success.
We obviously know batting at the top of the order, it's really important that one of, you know, the top three or four go on to score a big score. But I think this whole preparation and our training and warm-up games has been finding out who in that middle order is going to give us the best opportunity to win this one, because it's going to rely on more than a couple of batters. We're going to need, you know, our top five and six firing.
I think it's been 10 years since this team's been in a World Cup final, and the last few world tournaments for the team haven't gone as well as you would have liked. How, if at all, has that impacted internally on your preparation for this event?
It hasn't really changed too much. I think just a few of us that have been around for a while were just really desperate to get back to that semi-final stage. I think the last two 2020 World Cups, we've just missed out, and I think, you know, if we leave having not made it through to the next round, we'll all be really disappointed. And then there's that carrot of playing at the MCG in the final, but it's a tough pull, and we've just got to make sure that we turn up each game. And it hasn't really changed how we go about it. I just think, you know, a few of us are a bit more desperate to go that one step further.
Looking at the other contenders, where do you think you guys sit, and who would you see as the favourites for the tournament?
Pretty difficult to look past Australia at home and the way they've been playing. So I think every team thinks they're the favourite and want to knock them off and be the team that beats them at home. I think, you know, we've got a tough pull, but I think whoever out of, you know, India and Australia we can manage to beat, I think those will be the top two teams. So obviously a lot's got to unfold, but we know our second game against India and even our first game against Sri Lanka is going to be really key. So we start the tournament with some good momentum.
This tournament's been going since 2009 now. The women's game has been steadily evolving. How have you seen this event progress since that first edition through to this event now, and what you've had pre-tournament and what you expect from the tournament itself?
Yeah, it's it's a standalone event now. I think when we first started, the pool play was kind of held separately, and then we joined up with the men for the semis and finals. But it's completely standalone. I think that allows the ICC to really promote it and have its own window. And obviously, being in Australia, it's got a lot more profile than probably any other tournament has before. So, look, they're planning on selling out the MCG, which would be one of the biggest crowds ever for women's cricket. So I think every player here wants to be a part of that, which is so exciting.
Sell out at the MCG, I bet that sounds pretty good to you.
Yeah, no, a New Zealand versus Australia final, sell out at the MCG would be great.
It certainly would. That was White Ferns player Susie Bates there speaking to Clay Wilson ahead of the T20 World Cup. Now, New Zealand begin their campaign against Sri Lanka in Perth overnight tomorrow.